Good morning and welcome to Simply Finance. It's Friday, March 29th. On today's show, Intuit QuickBooks adds invoice financing and a line of credit, while Ally Financial names Discover Chief Michael Rhodes as CEO. Plus, Home Depot's SRS deal boosts their B2B and trade finance strategy across digital channels. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Finance. We start off with an exciting development in small business financing. Intuit QuickBooks is expanding its lending options with the addition of an invoice financing and line of credit offering. The new QuickBooks line of credit allows small businesses to access funding ranging from $1,000 to $50,000, providing them with the flexibility to tap into the funding as and when they need it. Here to delve deeper into this is our correspondent, Bella. Can you tell us more about this new offering?
Certainly, David. The QuickBooks line of credit is designed to support business growth, cover expenses, or provide an advance on eligible unpaid invoices. What's interesting is that the application process is integrated within QuickBooks itself, requiring no extra documentation. Eligible customers can receive a decision within as few as 30 seconds, and if approved, have the cash draws or invoice advances deposited in their business bank account in 1 or 2 business days.
That sounds like a streamlined process. What about the fees and repayment terms?
There are no origination fees, late fees, or prepayment penalties. Small businesses only pay interest on the amount borrowed. The loans can be repaid in 12 monthly installments. For invoice advances, customer invoice payments can be automatically applied to the business loan balance.
How does this new offering compare to traditional lending processes?
The application delivered through QuickBooks is designed to replace the time-consuming process required by banks and investors, which typically involves collecting 2 or 3 years of data. QuickBooks' near real-time insights on small business cash flow provide greater visibility into creditworthiness, especially for the most underserved small businesses.
And how prevalent is borrowing among small and medium-sized businesses?
A study by Pwyntz Intelligence found that 90% of small and medium-sized businesses have used at least one type of borrowing in the last year. When choosing borrowing tools, 75% of these businesses prioritize the accessibility and availability of funds, underlining their need for flexible financing solutions.
Thanks for the insights, Bella. Speaking of finance, let's shift our focus to Ally Financial, which has announced a new CEO, Michael G. Rhodes, who will also be appointed to the board of directors on April 29th. Rhodes, who recently resigned as the CEO of Discover Financial Services, is set to lead Ally Financial into its next stage of evolution. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Finance. Can you tell us more about this appointment and what it means for Ally Financial?
Certainly, David. This appointment comes after an exhaustive search process by Ally Financial's board. They have expressed their trust in Rhodes due to his versatile consumer banking experience, his focus on using data and insights for decision-making, and his commitment to creating long-term value for stockholders. This is a significant move for Ally Financial, as Rhodes is known for his transformational approach to digital banking and his leadership in automotive finance.
What about the interim CEO, Douglas Timmerman? What's his role moving forward?
Douglas Timmerman has been serving as the company's interim CEO since February 1st, following the departure of former CEO Jeffrey J. Brown. With Rhodes stepping in, it's likely that Timmerman will return to his role as president of Dealer Financial Services.
And what led to Rhodes' departure from Discover Financial Services?
Rhodes' resignation from Discover Financial Services was accepted by its board of directors on March 26, effective April 1. Discover noted in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that Rhodes was not expected to have a long-term role at the company following its merger with Capital One Financial Corporation. This merger, announced on February 19, is a $35.3 billion transaction that will create a global payments platform.
Who will be taking over Rhodes' position at Discover Financial Services?
Discover's board has appointed J. Michael Shepherd as interim CEO and president of the company, effective April 1st. Shepherd will continue to serve as a director, but will resign as a member of the Risk Oversight Committee while serving in these new roles.
Indeed, it's a significant period of transition for both companies. Thanks for the insights, Abby. Speaking of transitions, let's turn our attention to Home Depot's recent acquisition of SRS Distribution, a move that signals the home improvement giant's shift towards a digitally enabled ecosystem. This deal, which includes B2B services and trade finance, could potentially strengthen loyalty among professional contractors, thereby expanding revenue streams beyond individual customers and homeowners. James, our correspondent for Simply Finance, is here to delve deeper into this. Can you tell us more about the significance of this acquisition?
Certainly, David. Home Depot is shelling out $18.2 billion to acquire SRS, a distributor for roofing firms and construction projects. SRS operates over 760 locations and has thousands of trucks on the road. It has also closed more than 100 acquisitions of roofing and building suppliers, which will significantly bolster Home Depot's fulfillment operations.
So how does SRS fit into Home Depot's existing operations?
SRS offers a platform called Roof Hub, which allows contractors to access rebates and promotions. It also enables contractors to open lines of credit and cash on delivery applications. This aligns with Home Depot's ongoing efforts to better serve its professional customers. In fact, in its recent annual report, Home Depot mentioned investing in expanded supply chain capabilities, additional trade credit offerings, more showroom space, and an enhanced order management system.
And how does this acquisition address the financial challenges faced by contractors?
Well, a recent report noted that 73% of contractors had to pay out of pocket for materials last year, up from 66% in 2022. Over half of the subcontractors surveyed said they had to use credit cards to bridge cash flow gaps. The acquisition of SRS, with its credit offerings, could potentially alleviate some of these financial pressures.
That's a significant point. What about the payment delays contractors often face?
Yes, that's another major issue. The same report revealed that contractors have been waiting an average of 74 days to be paid for a job. More than 9 in 10 contractors said they would offer a discount of up to 5% if they could be paid in a timely manner. Home Depot's acquisition of SRS could potentially address this issue by providing contractors with more financial flexibility.
Thanks for those insights, James. From corporate acquisitions to city finances, let's now turn our attention to Anchorage, where a delayed financial audit may cost the city tens of millions of dollars in grant money. Annual audited financial records are a prerequisite for various grants from state and federal governments. The city is now at risk of running out of time on its fourth extension with the state to finalize its 2022 books. Here to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Finance. Can you tell us more about the situation in Anchorage?
Certainly, David. The city of Anchorage missed a deadline last spring to finish the audit of its 2022 financial statements. This delay has put at risk the flow of grant money from the state and federal governments. The city's finance department has seen heavy staff turnover, leading to incorrect and inconsistent recording of transfers. The independent auditor, Joy Mariner, has stated that while there's no evidence of money being misappropriated, the inconsistencies have made the auditing process a goose chase.
What are the potential consequences if the city fails to complete the audit in time?
The consequences could be significant. For instance, reimbursements for an ambulance program funded with federal Medicaid money are in danger. In 2022, the city received nearly $24 million from the Supplemental Emergency Medical Transport Program, and another $13 million was expected in 2023 and this year. If the city fails to meet the deadline for the audit, these funds could be at risk.
What is being done to address this issue?
The city's in-house finance professionals and the independent auditor are pushing to get the overdue audit done. However, the city's finance department has been grappling with staffing shortages, which has been a major challenge. The city's controller, Michael Cipriano, stated that when he started in his position last May, only 7 out of 17 accountant positions were filled.
What about the city's budgeting process? How is this situation affecting it?
The overdue audit is indeed hampering the city's budgeting process. Assembly Chair Chris Constant has expressed frustration over the unknowns, stating that it makes their job to appropriate nearly impossible. There have also been accusations of bad faith budgeting against Mayor Dave Bronson, with claims of lowballing in his fall budget proposals to keep property taxes down, then requesting retroactive increases with unknown trade-offs.
What are the plans to avoid such a situation in the future?
Part of the final report from the auditors will include recommendations to prevent this situation in the future. However, a detailed analysis of the issues will only be done after the audit is completed.
That was Simply Finance reporter Celeste. Thanks for shedding light on this complex situation. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Finance. We'll see you back here tomorrow.